This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Breaking news, not that it really affects us because I think we all have viewed it as quite a pipe dream, Mitch Marner to Vegas.
So you said Detroit a funny way.
In Portuguese, it means Las Vegas. So that's all I got for you, man. If you want Red Wings conversation, I think Stevie's cooking something up.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny says no. Odyssey.com rewind if you want that convo. Fair?
McDavid's on his way.
I want to offer you two things as we get into Malik Beasley. Okay. Fair?
Yeah.
One, Sham Charania. Take it for whatever it's worth. If it's anything like his draft night prediction, Sham's credibility's on the line. That's all I'm going to tell you.
It was, you know what? It was very Rieger-esque.
Well, he did it once. Now, you do it twice, your credibility's going to take a major hit.
The oversell.
He claims, don't go to sleep tonight. There's going to be major moves. Oh. And I just want to offer something. Just offer. Like, I just happen to offer you, Chaz Lanier. I'm offering you something. Is tonight the night LeBron James gets traded? And goes back to Cleveland.
Oh.
What did Cleveland do this weekend? They traded for a point guard.
Yeah.
Who's on the shelf for them for a little bit? Darius Garland. They have the salaries, the players, and the picks. Would LeBron, being the egomaniac that he is, go back home one more time to give it one more run with the best team in the East? He didn't sign a 1+1. He opted in for one. Mm-hmm. The ultimate hired gun move. It makes him more tradable. Was Shams in code saying that LeBron is on the move? Rico Beard.
I think so, Mike.
Just let me live in this world for one moment.
Maybe another team.
Okay. Dallas?
No. A team that's kind of fallen off, but I think willing to go there one last time.
Golden State.
They tried to trade for him before.
Jimmy Butler's salary could work. Okay. Keep an eye on it because Shams is putting his ass in the jackpot. Now let's get to the
Pistons. The fact that the Lakers basically had nothing to say. Nothing. No Magic Johnson.
Hey, listen. Cleveland gets LeBron. We get Caris LeVert. Who's the winner? I can't tell. 2-4-8.
It's a push.
So look, here's where the Beasley thing stands. If you want to know why are we talking Malik Beasley, federal authorities are investigating Malik Beasley, allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets in 2023-24. Not on the Pistons.
Let's just be more specific. Nothing to do with the playoff series against the Knicks.
Correct. He was just bad. Now.
But he missed every three-pointer, Mike.
Okay. At least one prominent U.S. sportsbook detected unusually having heavy betting interest on Beasley's stats beginning January of 24. They get into some of the rebounding bets. I don't want to go granular with it. And his attorney, Steve Haney's 100% right. An investigation is not a charge. But you don't need a charge to do a risk assessment. And by the reporting by NBA writers, the Pistons have assessed the risk is too great and the talks are over. That they were on the doorstep of a three-year, roughly $45 million deal. That is no more. So now we get into something, and look, you know where I've been about your offseason, all offseason. I wanted trade. I don't care about free agency because this free agent crop is garbage. Well, now the bring the band back together thing is not happening. Malik Beasley was the most important of the three. You're not re-signing him. It sounds like Dennis Schroeder, the most Kings move ever, could be headed to Sacramento on a grotesque overpay, which I want nothing to do with. Now you have to pivot. And the pivot is Nickeil Alexander-Walker, backup for the T-Wolves, could play backup point guard, does a little bit of everything, but doesn't do anything great, which is a bit of an issue. And he's one of the better free agents in flowchart, the worst free agent class in history. Now, people are predicting him to Atlanta. Do I want to get in a bidding war for N'Keal Alexander-Walker?
Let me
absolutely
help you with that.
Absolutely not.
No.
No. So I'd like to tell you what your offseason could be now, and I'd love for all the people who rip me to shreds for demanding more to just feel free to come back through those church doors and take a sip from the chalice. I'd like to welcome Duncan Robinson and Caris LeVert to town. No party popper?
No.
Rico, I think this Beasley thing could be potentially devastating. This is a guy who hit 319 threes for them last year. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who will guard, and he is a role player.
And granted, he had a bad series against the Knicks, but he was one of the reasons why you were in the playoffs. He was
he
one
had
of
a bad
reasons.
Series because he's your third best player.
Okay, yeah,
Malik
fair.
Beasley has to be like your fifth or sixth best guy.
Yeah.
So, my concern is whether he's guilty or not, I can't sign him. And now the Pistons offseason feels like, seems like, sounds like you could be headed for D-list free agents. Rico, they will have done nothing with the momentum they generated. Am I wrong to feel that way?
No, you're not, Mike. At that point, I hate to say this, but now you're going to be waiting. If I'm Langdon, I'll just have to wait until the trade deadline and hope to.
No, no, because okay. Shams, how did I open this segment?
Shams said LeBron was going somewhere.
No, he said, don't go to sleep.
Right.
Big trades are happening because what happens at midnight?
Free agency.
Trajan?
In Trajan.
Fire up a Red Bull. The trade I wanted last week or 2 weeks ago? Tonight. You have to evolve. It is a fluid situation.
It is.
Whether you're the Celtics in 86 and you wake up after the draft and the number one overall pick OD'd on coke, or whether
facts.
Your guy you wanted to bring back is now getting investigated by the feds. You got to move with reality.
Right.
Trajan, trade. Argue it.
I'm going to argue this, Mike. Nothing about Trajan says that he's going to be super aggressive. If anything, he's going to just sit back and say, okay, let's see what I have, and hopefully, fingers crossed,
okay, time
he'll
out.
Do something later.
Time
I
out.
Hope that you're correct.
Time out.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see the other bit of news that leads me to this opinion?
No.
Why all of a sudden, out of nowhere, are the Pistons trying to wood chip the dead body of Fontecchio and get his $8.5 million off the books? Wouldn't it be suggestive in this CBA world? What would you need more room for? When did you meet Will Smith?
Maybe he's just trying to match Eisenman move. For
okay, I have nothing for your sarcasm. People, I want to hear from you on it. And again, whether Beasley's innocent or guilty, it doesn't matter. He's not going to be a Piston. Now, if you want to create a scenario where down the line, is it a Terry Rozier kind of thing that he's investigated, doesn't get suspended, but Rozier had a contract? Do you think you can get him for cheap down the line? We could explore that later. In the here and now, he won't be a Piston. And in the here and now, it sounds like, seems like, feels like, you're going to spend your money other places. My whole point would be, don't panic. Get in touch with trade partners. The talent you seek is available in the trade market.
Yes. I would just simply say, Trajan, don't become the dumping ground in a three-team trade and they get all the pieces.
No.
And you get nothing.
You're past that now. It's time
right.
to win.
So we'll see what happens at midnight. I'm with you. I would love for them to go out there and be aggressive, especially because this is now blown up in your face and you need to do something. You did nothing on draft night and now... Yet, you know, your only options is, you know,
look,
Caris LeVert, who
can't
stay
healthy. Back together doesn't seem to be plausible. Meaning Schroeder's gone. Beasley's unsignable. Okay, your plan is gone. So now what? Piston fan, tell me. What do you want your plan to be? And by the way, for a team that values defense, I'm not sure that signing a guy who can't guard a dead guy, Duncan Robinson, actually makes any sense. I'm going to say it to you again. If you want a cheap, affordable, and practical trade, call the Celtics, go get Sam Hauser. 43% from deep, average to above average defensive player. I've seen it with my own eyes, has performed in the playoffs. You bring him here, he becomes your Beasley, he hits 300 threes, and away we go.
Works, fits.
I mean, I'm not trying
and
to
And it
throw,
ain't going to break the bank.
No, and I'm just trying to throw something sensible out there. You know what I don't want? Caris LeVert. You know what I don't want? Duncan Robinson.
Or you're not even saying, make a play for LeBron James.
No, I would never be able to do that. We like our guys. I can't make a one-year move. That I wouldn't do.
Right.
And I'm going to defend the organization there. 248-539-9797. From a hockey perspective, Ekblad back to Florida. Marner was never coming here, but whatever. He's going to Vegas. I still think they're brewing something up after shipping Tarasenko out. Kenny doesn't. Rico doesn't. We're going to find out in the coming hours, days.
We are getting closer and closer to you being the silly-looking one than me.
That's fine. You know, in order to look silly, you have to actually have an opinion.
I was about to say, I can't fault you for, you know, saying that. What you said had... I didn't think it was going to happen, but I can't fault you because what you said had some... It could have happened.
Does this have merit, though? Shams report... You got to evolve. Why wouldn't you, as Trajan Langdon, try to get a deal done and go, you know what? The plans change.
Because, and the reason why I feel this way is it's just listening to him talk. It was like listening to Yzerman talk. Like the quote, it's like, all right, yeah, you know, it's stuff out there, but you know, don't expect much from us.
Why are these GMs saying these things, by the way? That makes no sense to me why you would go on record and say.
Because you don't want to go up there with your pants unzipped and just tell everybody, woo, BOGO box, inquire within.
No, but
it's not how it works.
But you know what? We're going to be monitoring everything.
That is a better answer.
Yes.
Yes.
And if it doesn't work out, you could be like, yeah, we didn't have a deal that we saw would work.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Do you know why they can say this? Because of this. Because this town doesn't demand more. That's why. Because from a fan perspective, with what they ask of their teams, this town is bitch made. They want to act all hard. They want to tell you they want a championship. They don't. They let them slide. Pistons haven't been relevant in damn near over two decades. And you know what you hear now? Oh, let's just develop. Take your time. The East is wide open. Everyone's in a body bag. I actually, in a spite fashion, hope LeBron goes to Cleveland. It's the same thing with the Wings. You still have fans who call this today asking for more time for Yzerman. Tigers, 40 years without a World Series. Fan base is happier than a pig in bleep. And the Lions, their drought is infinity. And more fans defended an offseason where they didn't do a damn thing but look in the mirror and tell themselves how pretty they are. That's why the GMs can get up at the podium and do it. Other towns wouldn't have it.
Fair.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.